absorb other people's energies that way when there are hooks or slices in your energetic field. And you can lose your own life source. Like, think of just all day giving your energy away. What do you have left for yourself? So when you give all your energy away, welcome back, beautiful ones. I'm Shanique, the curator and host of the Alchemize Glory Collective podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in today's episode. So today's topic is energetic hygiene for the new year. But before we jump into the discussion, I just wanted to take a moment to thank those of you who listened to More Spiritual Than You Think with Keelan on episode 14. I really do appreciate it, and I'm so grateful to you all. If you have not heard that talk yet and you're interested, that is available. And it was an amazing conversation around owning our own journeys, embodying authenticity, and true creative expression, true self-expression. Additionally, I'd like to add a side note that the support of this podcast, this collective, means so much to me. And since creating episodes again, I am absolutely loving the ecosystem that we are co-creating here in real time. And if you enjoy the podcast, if you want to support this work and you feel called, please consider leaving a written review in Apple Podcast or Podchaser, wherever you are listening to this episode. And a 5-star rating would be amazing. Share the episodes that resonate the most with you and your community. And again, thank you so much. So jumping into today's discussion, energetic hygiene for the new year. I think this is so important right now. I have been feeling it for a while. I've been getting a lot of confirmation, seeing a lot of confirmation, having confirmative conversations with the people in my community that we are all like cleaning up energy. We are cleaning up house right now and really kind of going into hermit mode ahead of the new year. So I'm actually loving this energy. For me, it feels very restorative. It feels very balancing and grounding. So I thought that it would be beautiful to share some of the things that are helping me out during this time to work on my energetic hygiene and reestablishing healthy energetic boundaries. So I want to start with what the kind of term is for those who are not aware. I think today the understanding that we are energetic beings is becoming more widely accepted. And without getting into, you know, the whole esoteric or mystical lenses here, we are sentient beings. We have awareness. We have our brains that process information. And we have our senses. We can see, we can hear, we can taste, touch, smell. We understand textures. We understand, you know, love. We understand sadness. These are all energetic principles that, you know, when people try to put into words a certain feeling, sometimes it's hard. It's just like you just understand the energy signature of certain things. So during this time, I feel like our energy can be pulled and hooked into a lot of different things, whether it's work or, you know, you go out to the mall or an outlet. But I went to the mall to, what did I have to buy? Oh, a phone case, because I got a new phone. And I just noticed like how, you know, ungrounding malls can be, or like these shopping centers, like there's ads. You ever notice how at an outlet, people just like are bumping into you? So that just tells me that the space is ungrounded. So your energy is kind of exposed in a sense that way. So I like to take time to really call my energy back and get grounded and find out what it is that I need to do ahead of a new timeline, a whole new year. So a book that I've been working with for a couple of months now is called Energetic Boundaries by Cindy Dale. And I think this book is really relevant at this time of year, because our energetic boundaries can be breached in a number of different ways, whether it is work or projects that you have deadlines for the end of the physical year, or you have family gatherings that can sometimes be ungrounding. So there's a lot is happening all simultaneously that can really drain us and leave us feeling depleted at the end of the year, when I believe that at the end of the year, you should be able to sit and create visions and dream and really create spaces for that type of work. So some key ideas from Cindy's book on energetic boundaries is that these are internal programs that, one, provide protection, so they keep energies out that fail to support us spiritually, mentally, physically. They filter, they let in energies that enhance our spiritual essence, they keep in the energy that we need, and they let out the energy or information that does not sustain us in the world. Our boundaries magnetize, so they draw to us what we need, like healing, information, guidance, people, events, jobs, money, healthy relationships, life lessons, etc., etc. In her book, she goes into so much more depth. And she further says that the repercussions of boundary violations can be that our boundaries become rigid or immobilized. This makes us seem unavailable, or like we're not interested, and we can repel potentially positive events or opportunities. We end up feeling isolated and alienated. I know that for me, when I become extremely drained, I don't want to do anything. Don't call me for no dinner. I will be home in my bed taking a nap, like restoring my balance. So I can totally see how that happens in real time. Our boundaries can become permeable. She says that this is when you become like a pushover, or swept aside, ignored, used, taken advantage of, or unrewarded. Or put another way, this time of year you can become in people-pleasing mode or caretaker mode and taking care of everybody else but not taking care of self. And our boundaries can become sliced, diced, and cut full of holes. I can actually feel when that is occurring, when there are hooks in your energy. Quick story, I used to work in retail. What a fun time. I remember like during this time of year, people would come into the store, men in particular, no shade, but they would come into the store and literally be telling me like, what should I get for my girlfriend? I'm like, I have no idea who you or your girlfriend are, sir. Like, what does she like? So that is like someone trying to put their decision making onto you. And to me, when that happens to me, my energy feels sliced and diced. I don't like making other people's decisions. I like to give my input, like, oh, people are really liking these jeans, people are really loving these boots, but don't try to force me into making your decisions. Oh my God, that was a really fun time in my life. But you can easily absorb other people's energies that way when there are hooks or slices in your energetic field. And you can lose your own life source. Like, think of just all day giving your energy away. What do you have left for yourself? So when you give all your energy away, you then have no space for creativity. At least personally, I have to be full of my own energy, full of my own life source, in order to tap into divine direction, in order to strategize, in order for my creativity to come online. I can't rush my creativity. I can't be drained, overstimulated. So it all turns back to being intentional with slowing down. So the beautiful news is that we can do this for ourselves. We can energetically clean up. We can regulate ourselves. And there are things that I've been taught, and things that I intuitively do, and things that I've read that I've incorporated into my own practice that have helped me to restore my energy. So the first and probably most intuitive thing that one can do is taking time for self-care, taking time for yourself and pulling away. And I saw a really cute tweet online that said, you need something called do nothing days, and then you need something called self-care days. And I was like, oh my God, this is literally it. Like, on do nothing days, you are, as it says, doing nothing. You are not cleaning the house. You are not dialed into work. You are not checking social media. You are not working on any projects. You're literally doing nothing, on the couch, watching movies. You're ordering your food, literally low level, bare minimum activity. Whereas on self-care days, you're booking the massage, getting your acupuncture, going to the sauna, doing your nails, getting a facial, and all the activities that pour back into you. On my self-care days, I really love like doing all the adjustments, like going to the chiropractor, going to the sauna, getting my nails done, those sorts of things. And what this does for us, it accomplishes us coming back home to ourselves, coming back to homeostasis. We get to hear our own thoughts. And like I said before, I can be a little extreme with it at times. And I've done silent weekends. I've had literal days at a time where I do not talk. There are no words coming out of my mouth. I don't talk. I don't look at social media. I don't leave my house because I want to be locked in with myself. Sometimes I just need days where I'm not processing information, where I'm not thinking about anything. And then there are also those times where I do those silent weekends and I actually kind of try to have those conversations with my higher self and that inner dialogue to kind of tap into what's being called up to work on and work through. This helps tremendously with drowning out the noise of a busy, busy world. And we get to tap into wisdom and creativity and inspiration. I also want to add a note that self-care doesn't have to be, you know, lavish or expensive. It could also be your meditation practice. It could be drinking lots of water and eating high vibrational foods. During this time of year, it's very easy to, you know, kind of eat the sweets or the mac and cheese, the candy yams, all those things, as amazing as they taste, do kind of wear down on our energetic boundaries, on our body's abilities to quickly regulate and come back to homeostasis. So it's important that we continue to take care of our vessels by eating high vibrational foods, drinking lots of water, taking our supplements. Also being around supportive community and trying to ground ourselves in nature. I know there are a myriad of different relationships, some complicated with their communities and families, some really positive. So just being gentle and non-judgmental with yourself, with the sort of community that you need during this time, and making, you know, that a priority to stay in places that make you feel good. Also, super beneficial for me during this time to actually set time to set intentionality that I don't, you know, miss a meditation, that I don't make my practice that I need to take care of me compromise due to work stuff or a busy schedule, that I'm really looking at self-care as an act of self-love. So once we really do that work to come back home to ourselves, we've done the self-care, we've called back all of our energy and just become full of ourselves, then you allow space to collapse patterns, collapse timelines that are no longer in service before going into the new year. So I had this conversation actually recently with someone, with a friend of mine, and we were just talking about like how it's cleanup season. Like, I've been doing a deep clean in my house, like getting rid of old stuff, donating a whole lot, organizing, just really getting things in place to a spot where it feels really good. I've been having the conversations that I've been meaning to have, or kind of cleaning up things in my phone that I no longer need, just really cleaning up, getting the answers to questions that you've been having, having those conversations with our inner selves. All those things really help us to get clear on what we need to collapse and what we need to plant the seed that's going to start a new foundation for what we're trying to call in, bring forth in this new year and what I consider a new timeline. So I think the end of the year is a beautiful time to really examine the energy of different agreements that we've made over time, whether that be consciously or subconsciously throughout the year, or, you know, whatever place you want to go back to and take this back to, whatever feels resonant to you, and truly create new agreements, create new patterns that feel more in line with who you are and who you anticipate on becoming. What I mean here is that, say you're in your 20s, right? For me personally, I've been working for a few years now, but there could be points in my life where I'm still operating from certain dreams or agreements that I made when I was in college. So those might not align with me anymore. So, and how that presents itself is that subconsciously, you're still operating from that gear. So now we're saying, say we're in third gear, now we want to switch up to fourth gear. So we're just switching lanes a little bit. We're making sure that all the patterns that we operate from are in alignment with who we are and who we are becoming. And without judgment for yourself, without judgment for others, this is a time to start thinking about the beginnings that we want to have and the agreements that no longer serve you, and write out new ones. There's different ways to accomplish this. You can uncover these patterns or agreements in therapy, or you can do journaling prompts with ourselves or with our community. Whatever feels most gentle and supportive. I did an exercise the other day where it was just something that I was like, I don't agree with this anymore, but it's still lingering in my head, so I feel like I need to clear it up. So I literally wrote it on a piece of paper, said, I rescind this agreement that I made with myself internally, and I tore the paper up. And for me, that was a physical manifestation of letting it be known that this no longer serves me. It doesn't have any purpose here. It doesn't have any purpose lingering in my mind. I can now switch gears and operate from a new framework. Or if you're in different relationships and friendships and romantic partnerships, I do this all the time. With my partner, we sit and we say, this is who we are currently. This is who we want to be going forward. What is a new mission statement for us personally? What is a new mission statement for our relationship together? And how do we hold each other accountable and be supportive in the fruition of whatever it is that we set out to accomplish? So tons of different modalities that you can use to accomplish this today. But I think it's so juicy to really just sit and say, these agreements, I simply don't resonate with them anymore. This is what I want instead. And just either affirm it, write it in your notes, say it aloud every morning for a week or until it sticks, and let that be your new operating system. And when you have a new mission statement, you have a new agreement, then you can start to visualize what your next 12 months are going to look like. And I think this is the most fun part. The other stuff is fun too, but this is super fun because now you get to put the new systems in place. You get to create the new dreams. You get to create the supportive systems that are going to get you there. And this makes the whole practice feels complete, because now you're like, okay, so God, what's up for the next couple months? What I like to do is I like to script my quote unquote vision board. I know a lot of people like to get magazines and cut up the pictures and put them together. I've seen people do like Pinterest vision boards, but what I really like is to just sort of script and freehand and draw like whatever comes to my mind. And I always will say, add this as like a little mantra, like this, but I leave some room for the creator to add the glitter on it, because every time I make plans, God's like, we're going to do something different. So I try not to create too much attachment to certain plans or visions, but I definitely like to dream. I definitely like to visualize and let my imagination do its thing. I will actually link some of the creative visualization meditations that I do in the show notes, so be on the lookout for that. And lastly, how to engage the rest of the year now that you have restored your energetic boundaries so that they are not infringed upon again. I do truly believe that energetic hygiene is a daily practice. These are things that I do on a daily basis. I call my energy back on a daily basis. I send energy that does not belong to me. I just say a quick little prayer and let these situations be something of the past, and I pop that bubble and I move on. But engaging for the rest of the year in a time where the rest of the world is hectic, but we're choosing to move in a more slow and intentional way, I think it's important to just have these practices in mind. Know that these practices are available to you. Setting boundaries and how we want to show up. Say we're having a do nothing day. We're letting our community know, like, hey guys, just so that you're aware, I probably won't be answering text messages. I probably won't be answering FaceTime today because I'm just kind of taking some time for myself. You would be surprised how supportive your family and community will be. Actually sparks interest amongst a lot of people when you do these things. Most of the time, people can actually relate because of the past 2 years and what we've had. I think that taking time to yourself is more than understandable, but showing up in a way that's neutral, that's not blaming or shaming others, really lets people know that you are looking to be supported, or you can be supportive of others in their healing, of their boundaries that they have set forth for themselves. So I truly do hope that this episode was helpful. There are some topics that I did not go in depth on that I would love to talk more about, especially energetic boundaries. I've been doing a really fun exercise that Cindy Dale mentions in her book. I will also have a link to that book if you're interested. It's called Energetic Boundaries by Cindy Dale. And I hope that this was supportive for someone. If you enjoyed this episode of the Alchemized Glory podcast and would like to support the show and the community that we're building here, I'd be grateful if you left a review and a 5-star rating in Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Also, subscribe to the podcast in your podcast app. That way you're notified of future episodes. So that is all I have for this week. Until next time, be well and take good care. Peace.